Praised be Jesus and Mary. Let the children come to me, our Lord says. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Unless we become like these children of which our Lord speaks, we will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Today, on this Saturday, day dedicated to Our Lady, we'll just look at how we need to be true children of Our Lady, and not just as an option, but as a necessity. Not just as an option, but as a necessity for our salvation and sanctification, of course, because God so willed it, because God willed us to have a mother who would be our mediatrix of salvation and sanctification. And we'll look at a meditation from a precious little booklet of Marian Insights, and that'll be our meditation for today. In this booklet we read, "It is our happy lot, our happy office, to imitate Jesus in his role as a child of Mary." We have to imitate Jesus and all of Jesus. He was a child of Mary, we have to imitate him as he was a child of Mary. One cannot resemble Jesus if one does not have his mother, or if one shows himself cold and indifferent towards her, for that would be something that we could not admit. This reflection should be enough for us to understand how devotion to Our Lady is beyond doubt necessary for our sanctification, for our full conformity to Jesus. If we add that Our Lady is the way of the Savior for us, that is to say, our path of salvation, then we must convince ourselves that she is necessary even for our eternal salvation. This has been taught by the great saints and doctors of the Church, from St. Ephrem to St. Cyril of Alexandria in the first centuries, down to St. John Damascene, continuing on to St. Bernard, St. Alphonsus, right up to St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe. Saints of all times teach one and the same truth. To be saved, we need to imitate our Lord. To imitate our Lord, we need to love Our Lady. This means that the common doctrine of the Catholic Church regards devotion to Our Lady as something morally necessary for the Christian. Why morally necessary? Absolutely necessary? No. God is omnipotent. He doesn't need Our Lady. Morally necessary? Yes, because he wants Our Lady in the economy of salvation. Both because the mother holds a life-supporting role and because we cannot succeed in conforming to Jesus, the Son of God and Son of Mary, unless we are tender and devoted sons of the common mother of the whole mystical body. The more we are sons of Mary, the more we are brothers of Jesus, and vice versa. The more we're sons of Mary, the more we're brothers of Jesus. So let us ask our Lord today for this grace. Today on this Saturday, day dedicated to Our Lady, let's ask for that grace to be ever more faithful and loving sons of Our Lady, and in that way to become ever more and ever better brothers of Jesus, ever more conformed to him, and in that way, which is the only way, ever more holy, ever more pleasing to God. Praised be Jesus and Mary. Now.